This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
I love holidays. There's nothing better than jetting off to a foreign destination to visit the attractions it has on offer. Of course, I'm not alone. Millions of people are doing the same. And why not? The world has an amazing variety of must-see sights, from breathtaking natural scenery to impressive old cities. But the problem is that too many of us are visiting them at the same time, putting pressure on these delicate and ancient places. That's why a number of beauty spots and historic sites have been introducing charges or restrictions on the tourists who visit. There are many reasons for this. To reduce overcrowding, which can spoil the ambience of a place, to manage wear and tear on old crumbling buildings, to tidy up the mess that visitors leave behind, or, as some may suggest, creating tourist traps to make more money out of the visitors. The famous Italian city of Venice, with its picturesque canals, has, for example, introduced an entry fee of up to €10 for short-stay tourists. Venetians have long complained that mass tourism is swamping the city. Now, passengers arriving by cruise ship will have to pay a landing tax, which Mayor Luigi Brugnaro says would generate much-needed income to keep the city clean. Many cities in Europe already charge an occupancy tax on tourists who stay in hotels and guest houses. In the UK, Edinburgh is hoping to do the same, controversially making it the first city in the country to do so. This levy, that is usually charged per person per night of accommodation, raises money to help protect the environment, pay for infrastructure, or promote tourism. In Italy's capital city, Rome, new laws are being introduced to clamp down on bad tourist behaviour, which some argue is spoiling the look and feel of the city. Rules include banning drinking water from fountains and attaching love padlocks to bridges. As more of us can now afford to travel, tourist destinations are going to get busier. So maybe new laws and taxes are going to be a necessary part of the sightseeing experience.
Takeaway English
from the BBC.